Blog Talk Radio.
Refuge in my fortress protects me from the wicked, deadly, ordinance, snakes, master side.
psychology. Phony people studying fatology. Y'all see, I'm a god, it's not ego. Psalms 82, verse 6. Even JC know who be me. Lion face crew be deep. Socially, y'all screw these streets in front like the heat coat. That's how I leak. Waiting on the master. In the meantime, studying for my master's. Building houses, growing college, sharpening my sword, and I'm cutting up scholars. Raising my son, searching for the wife. Yeah, I pray he find a virtuous one. Stand for justice, relieve the oppressed. Call on Yah, deliver the fatherless, let Israel be blessed.
Keeping my eyes on Yah, I won't let up. I'm strong and bold, I won't give up. Women are falling, can't escape me. Righteous fall, don't let up. Every time we gon' get up. Women are falling, can't escape me.
Yo, when the poor oppress the poor, it's like a sweeping rain, leaving no food, just pain. But Yah's name, I exclaim, feed my brethren wisdom. Yah willing, he will do the same. Shame and calamity on my family, trapped in captivity. Many years ago, holding the calico, never know how my light glow till I step through them two doors. Left church, cause that was just food's goal. My eyes, the color of onyx, Yah's message came to me as clear as you tell a. Chronically alerting me, he opened his scrolls and said his word to me. Now I'm a gift to those who lost whose spirit is froze. The knowledge of how they conquer their foes. Enemies be hatred itself. Something dangerous like this crack is wealth. Let's leave Babylon and let Yah be our help.
Keeping my eyes on Yah, I won't let up. I'm strong and bold, I won't give up. When I fall, he can't escape. Righteous fall, don't let up. And every time we gon' get up. When I call, he can't escape me. Keeping my eyes on Yah, I won't let up. I'm strong and bold, I won't give up. When I fall, he can't escape me. Righteous fall, don't let up. Every time we gon' get up. When I fall, he came and saved me. Keeping my eyes on Yah, I'm strong and bold, I won't give up. When I fall, he came and saved me. Righteous fall, don't let up. Every time we gon' get up. When I fall, he came and saved me.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, I come before you thanking the Most High, the Creator of the universe, for allowing us to see another day of His. For Yah has brought us to another day that we might bring to you His great and exalted and divine words. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All I'm going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. However, who is this Yah that have brought us to another day, another night, another week? Who is this Yah that we speak so highly of? Who is this Yah that we talk of His wondrous works that He has wrought in the earth? Well, this Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. This Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He is our lawgiver. He is our judge. And he is our only savior, and not just of Israel, but the world. So today, I'm honored to bring you the words of Yah. Right before we get into our lesson, today, the fourth part of Yah's seven wonders. And yes, we're on the fourth wonder. And the fourth wonder is just as wondrous as the others. But right before I bring them to you, I want to let everybody know it may be already sold out, the various rooms that we have for our sacred laws, the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Convention, which will be held in Memphis, Tennessee. We had a certain number of rooms blocked off, and they may be sold out. We'll be talking to the host hotel, seeing if we can get more rooms. And if that is the case, we will try to. And I'll come back tomorrow to let you know if we were successful so that we can get everybody in that wants to get in. And we're going to have a glorious time talking about great subjects. Our conference will be held November the 23rd through the 26th, where we will be discussing various different subjects. These subjects are very essential, necessary for the salvation of our people. The first subject, or one of the subjects that we will be discussing, is what is a saint? And that's very important to know, what is a saint. If you consider yourself a saint, then you'll find out if you have the signs and the various wonders upon you to even be considered a saint. What is a saint? People tell you about St. Jerome and St. Augustine and St. Michael and St. this and St. that. Are they saints? Well, let's see who Yahweh calls a saint. Number two, what is Jacob's trouble? Oftentimes people talk about Jacob's trouble, and after they talk about Jacob's trouble, they talk about how they will prepare themselves for Jacob's trouble. And there's really only one way to prepare for Jacob's trouble. So since there's only one way, then we need to know what Jacob's trouble is so we can know if our preparations are in line with what it is. And after listening to the various leaders and the various teachers and the various congregations, right now I don't think our people know what Jacob's trouble is, but we're going to discuss it. Then we also going to discuss the day of Yah, this great and dreadful day that everyone knows is coming. They don't know when. They don't know how, they don't know what, but they know it's coming. All the various religions, all the various governments, all the various rulers, and all the laymen. Everybody knows it's coming, but what is it? We're going to discuss it. The other question and last question that we're going to discuss is, how will Yahweh deliver his people? Since they're scattered throughout the four corners of the earth, how would he deliver his people? In other words, will Yahweh come down from heaven and do this himself? Or will Yahweh's servant? And if it's Yahweh's servant that he will use to do this thing, then who is this deliverer? But if it's Yahweh himself, then you don't even know who to need to, you don't need to know who this deliverer might be anyway. Because they nobody. Yahweh going to do it himself. And many of our people say they waiting on Yahweh. So let's see if they are correct. So these are the subjects we're going to discuss. Of course, all the time when we get many teachers together in one place, as we generally do, we avail ourselves to the very questions and concerns of the Israelite community. And we will do the same here. And we also would take the time to seek Yah. So we have a lot of things planned. We will be sending out an itinerary so everybody can see what's planned. Again, this is November the 23rd through the 26th. You can visit our website, and we will let you know maybe as soon as tomorrow if we're able to get more rooms. And I may add, we never sold out this quick before. So our message is resonating with the people. But it's still not too late to join us, because we're going to try to find another way, because y'all always make a way out. Again, we're talking about Yah's seven wonders. And we're on the fourth wonder. We talked about the first wonder, who was King David. And why? Because he represents Yah's word. And what is it about Yah's word that King David represents? Well, he represents the oneness of Yah. Yah said he only had one ordinance, one law, one manner, one way. And since he only had one way and one manner and one law and one ordinance for the homeborn and the stranger, he gave us one king that will be above all kings. He called this his firstborn king. And he said, since he only got one king, he will only have one shepherd. And since he only got one shepherd, he said, there's only one that's mighty, one that will be anointed, one chosen out of the people. And he said, my servant David. And why David? For Yah said he sought a man after his own heart. And guess who he found? David. The Almighty said this man had a perfect heart towards him. And he said, no other man lived up to the standards, to the integrity, and to the uprightness of heart as David lived. And all the various kings, all their hearts was measured against his. Because when Yah saw the man after his own heart and found him, then this man contained the very thing that Yah was looking for in a man. He possessed it. And so that's why he is Yah's first wonder. Ain't that a miracle? Ain't that something to marvel at, that you have a man after Yah's own heart? And then our second wonder was Moses. It was Moses who the Creator elected and chose and desired to bring to the earth that man, that the world would know his name. And through this man, Moses, he brought the law of Yah to his people. As a matter of fact, he was so great, the Almighty said, remember the law of Moses. And really, it was Yahweh's law. Moses had no laws, but he was the instrument that Yahweh would use to write the book of the law. How great can you be? Moses is the only man that when he was buried after dying, he's the only man that I read in the scriptures that was buried by Yah himself. And no man know where his scepter is. No man. Furthermore, this is the only man that Yahweh will deal with, and he dealt with him exclusively face to face, as a man speaking unto a friend. This man never had to go to sleep and have a dream. This man never got visions, which is revelations. None of these things happened to him. Yahweh said, this man, I speak to him face to face, mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And a similitude of Yah shall he behold. This was a miracle, a wonder, something to marvel at. And then you have the great father of all the various religions, especially the three greatest religions. It's not irony that the three great religions on the earth all go back to one man, and that one man is Abraham. You're talking about Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. And that I might add, even though they all trace back to Abraham, is not because Abraham believed or practiced any of these religions. He never practiced Judaism or Christianity or Islam. Never practiced none of them. Didn't believe in none of them. And none of these things crossed his path at all. But yet, they go back to him. And they use him as their foundation. And it's understandable why, because Abraham is the foundation of righteousness, the foundation of the greatest nation on earth, and that's the children of Israel. So I can understand why they want to be associated with this great man. This man was so great, he's the first person in the scriptures that the word of Yah came unto him saying. You won't even read that until you get to Abraham. This is the first man in the scriptures called a prophet. This is the first man in the scriptures that had a dream as well as a vision that we ourselves are living today. I may add a vision and a dream, or a dream and a vision from Yahweh. I'm sure a bunch of men was dreaming and having visions, but this came from Yahweh. This is the first man you will see in the whole entire scripture, the very first, who paid tithes. Now, do you see how great this man was? Something to just wonder and marvel at. And I brought to you and showed you and told you that here it is. You got all these various nations on the earth. What are their wonders? And how do they measure their greatness? Well, they measure their greatness by the building they might make, the stream and a lake that they will name themselves after, the land that they will name themselves after. They will measure their greatness by certain things they find, like the Grand Canyon. They didn't make that. Well, that's just something they found. So that's one of their great wonders. The pyramids that was made on the back of slaves, a great wonder. So these are all their great wonders, but Yahweh wonders are people and sons that he made after his own image and after his own likeness. And Yah would do wondrous things about these, with these men. So great, so marvelous, so wonderful, so perfect, that we're able to read about the great works that Yahweh would do. And there's only one place that you can read these great wonders, and that is in the Word of Yah, in the Holy Scriptures, not in the Apocrypha, not in the New Testament, not in the Quran, not in any other religious book at all. You're only going to find these great truths in Yahweh's book. Yah, seven great wonders. Or Yah, seven wonders. Because just the name wonder in of itself means it was great. But now we at the fourth wonder. And who is this fourth wonder that we must talk about? Because Yahweh asks us, or Yahweh inspired our fathers, and they said, talk ye of his wondrous works. And why isn't Israel talking about these wonderful things that Yahweh had done? Yes, I know they talk about the 10 plagues in Egypt, but who was the instrument that was used to even wrought the plagues? Well, that was Moses. That was Moses. I know you talk about the ark that was built, but who made it? I know you talk about all the various faiths on the earth, but who is the father? Who do they trace back to their righteous orders, if there's any little righteousness in them? Abraham. And everybody knows, there's no greater warrior in the annals of history that lived and wrought and done and worked and warred like David. Well, we're going to get right into this fourth wonder. See, to understand the fourth wonder, you got to understand the fourth day. Just like to understand the first wonder, you got to understand day one. To understand the second wonder, you got to understand day two. And likewise, to understand the third wonder, you have to understand day three. And this is no different. You must understand day four. And let me show you what happened in day four to help you understand who this fourth wonder is. So turn to the book of Genesis 1 and 14. In the book of Genesis 1 and 14, this is what it says. And Elohim said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, seasons, days, and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon earth." And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And Elohim set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So all the fourth day, the whole fourth day is all designed based on, predicated, backed up by lights. And Yahweh put these great lights in the firmament of heaven to do the various things they do for signs and seasons and days and for years. Little do people know, the earth was in total shambles. Darkness covered the face of the deep. Darkness was everywhere, and the earth was void, and the earth was destroyed. Total shambles. And why? Because it was in darkness. The only reason why you can have things surviving in darkness is for two reasons and two reasons only. One is because there is water. And number two, and we're going to bring these truths to you, and the only other reason why you have life is because of light. Water and light. And these things are very essential when trying to find life. And I know the heathen, he's going all over the world trying to find life on other planets. And these two things he looked for. But he believed he can produce light. So he said, well, I'm going to look for water. And that's going to let me know whether it's a presence of life, or if there's any life source. And those two things he looked for. Because light, things grow. Things develop. And likewise, in water. So when Yahweh made these lights on the fourth day, what Yahweh really was doing, and when Yahweh said, "Let there be light," and there was light, what Yahweh was doing was not only instituting life itself, not only he was introducing life itself, but Yahweh was producing something only he himself can produce. And that is called power. See, without power, it's totally impossible to have light. You don't need power to have darkness. You need power to have light. Let your lights get cut off. And what do you have? I'm saying the gas and electric just get cut off. You're not going to have power. And if you don't have power, then how can you turn on the light? How can you turn on the gas? How can you turn on anything? But soon as power is restored, there's light. Why do you think they even call it power? Because the only one that can produce power is Yahweh himself. What do you think Elohim means? It means powers. They translate it as G-O-D, which is D-O-G spelled backwards. But in Hebrew and in the scriptures, it's powers. And Yahweh is our powers. He is the one that light up everything. And this is what he did on the fourth day. As a matter of fact, when Yahweh made everything, he saw that it was good. But when he made the heavens on the second day, he never said that. And why? Because he had not gave the heavens its powers. And on the fourth day, he gave the heavens its powers. And what are the powers of heaven? It is light. Watch what it says in the book of Psalms 19. Because since we're talking about wonders, what greater wonder can you have than power? Watch what this says in the book of Psalm 19. In the book of Psalm 19, watch what this says. The heavens declare the glory of Elohim, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Just by virtue of the lights being there, you able to learn. You able to grow. You able to develop. You able to do so much because now you have lights. Because Yahweh mercy endure forever. And since his mercy endure forever, he said, let there be lights. And there was lights. And watch what it says. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them have he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit unto the ends of it. What is it talking about? It's talking about Yahweh lights. And there is nothing here from the heat thereof. And then the very next thing it says, the law of Yahweh is perfect, And why? Because little do people know, when Yahweh ushered in his light, he ushered in his laws. And not just his laws, his commandments. And not just his commandments, his testimonies. And not just his testimonies, his judgments. And not just his judgments, the fear of Yah. All these things came with the light. It came, and this light was power. And the one that controls the power is the greatest, is the highest, is the most high. And that is Yahweh himself. And since Yahweh is the one that controls the power, watch what Yahweh would do with his fourth wonder. And watch this in the book of Genesis 32. Because we're talking about Yahweh's fourth wonder. In the book of Genesis 32. This is what it says. In the book of Genesis 32, watch this. And we're going to start reading at the 24th verse. And Yaakov was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Yaakov's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Yaakov." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Yaakov, but Yisrael. For as a prince hast thou power with Elohim and with men, and hast prevailed." And Yaakov asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou do ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Yaakov called the name of the place Peniel, "For I seen Elohim face to face, and my life is preserved." And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the cinder which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Yaakov's thigh in the sinew that shrank. So we see here by this reading that this fourth wonder, yes, this fourth wonder is Israel. Israel. And why? Because just in the name of Israel by itself, you see what it means? It says a prince, for as a prince, because that's what he was, thou hast power with Elohim and with man, and has prevailed. And I want you to see the type of power we're speaking of. Because there is no greater power than the Most High. And there's no greater power than Yahweh's fourth wonder, who he would choose to represent him. And that's Israel. One might say, well, that was just an angel. Angel gave him that name. No. Let me show you this. Watch this in the book of Genesis 35. So you can understand where he got this from. In the book of Genesis 35, verse 9, and Elohim appeared unto Yaakov again when he came out of Padan Aram and blessed him. And Elohim said unto him, thy name is Jacob, or Yaakov. Thy name shall not be called anymore Yaakov, but Yisrael shall be thy name. And he called his name Yisrael. And Elohim said unto him, I am the Elohim Almighty. I am El Shaddai. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee. Kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And Elohim went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Yaakov set a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Yaakov called the name of the place where Elohim spake with him, Bethel, which is the house of Elohim. Now do you understand why Israel must and exclusively be the fourth wonder? Who you think hold all the power? Not Christ and not anyone else. Israel. This is who Yahweh gave power to. It's Israel. I told you. The one who controlled the lights, who controlled the power, is always the greatest. They'll tell you, like, they called America and they called these other nations superpowers, the world superpowers, because they got all the bombs, they have all the missiles, they have all the atomic bombs and the nuclear weapons. They got everything that can destroy the earth and nations 10 times over. And they call them superpowers. These no superpowers at all. Let me show you a superpower in the book of Jeremiah 51. And what are we bringing to you? We're talking about the fourth wonder. Yeah, we got seven wonders. We gave you the first three. Now we're discussing Yahweh's fourth wonder. And who is it? Israel. And watch what Yahweh said about Israel, to let you know these superpowers are no powers at all. They produce nothing. They design nothing. They shape nothing. And they are nothing. Watch what Yahweh say in the book of Jeremiah 51, verse 19. The portion of Yaakov is not like them, for he is the former of all things. And Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. Now watch what he say about Israel. Thou art my battle axe and my weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms, and with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider, and with thee also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with thee will I break in pieces old and young, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee will I break in pieces the husband and his yoke of oxen, and with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. That's a superpower. That's one that controls all the power. These are no superpowers at all. These nations will be destroyed, and they will come down as nothing. And all their idols will come down with them. As I stated before, these are the people who Yahweh said, for as a prince, thou hast power with Elohim and with men, and has prevailed. And what power do you think Yahweh gave his people? First of all, you need to know who his people are. Watch what Yahweh said in the book of Exodus, the fourth chapter, so you can know, understand who we're speaking of. In the book of Exodus, the fourth chapter, watch what it says in the 22nd verse. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus says Yah, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. And why? Because Yahweh don't play with his firstborn son. Because this is Yahweh's power. This is who he gave power to. And he that touches thee touches Yahweh's anointed. And I know you thought Christ was his son, but you were mistaken. This was an error. This was deceit. Israel is Yahweh's son. And look what Yahweh was saying about this great son that holds the power. The only reason this power is not unleashed is because Yah became a little angry at his people. But make no mistake about it, that little anger will turn into great love. So Israel power is dim at this time, but a great light shall rise once again. Watch what the Most High says about this great power in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 49. What are we talking about? The very fourth wonder. How can you talk about anything dealing with the fourth and you're not talking about the lights? That's when Yahweh made the lights. And what did he make the lights to do? To provide power to the earth. Where do you think they get power from? Turn off the lights and see what happens. See how much power you can produce Watch what it says. Isaiah 49. Starting at the very first verse. Listen, O isles, unto me. Hearken, ye people from far. Yahweh have called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother have he made mention of my name. And he had made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand have he hid me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver have he hid me and said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. And what do you think glory is? Glory is light. Glory is something that you can see. And I'm going to show you how beautiful and glorious Israel is. Then I said, I've labored in vain. I spent my strength for naught and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with Yah and my work with my Elohim. And now says Yah, that formed me from the womb to be a servant, to bring Yaakov again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yah. And my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Yaakov and to restore the preserve of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the nations, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Now, do you see who has the power? Now, do you see who represents the light? Now, do you see who's the salvation of the whole world? Israel. Did not Yahweh say a prince that has power with Elohim? What power you think he gave Israel? They the light of the world. What light did he give them? His laws, commandments, statutes, and judgment. And I'm going to show you that. Why you think the scriptures say in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, the 20th verse, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And who did he give his word to? Who did he give his testimonies to? Who you think got his judgments? Israel. Watch this. Israel is so important. They were so beautifully made and formed. Watch what Yahweh had to say about this great people in the 15th and 16th verse. Can a woman forget her suckling child that she will not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. In other words, Yahweh loved his son so much that he placed them on his hands that they will forever be before his eyes. This is the great love that he has for his son. Now do you understand why Israel is the fourth wonder? How can you talk about the fourth wonder and not talk about the light, which is the power? And who are the light of the world? Israel is the light of the world. They're the light of the world. Watch what it says about the lights so you can understand who received the lights. Watch this in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, the 6th chapter. And watch this in the 23rd verse. It says, for the commandment, Proverbs 6:23, for the commandment is a lamp. Why? Because this is light. And the law is light. And reproofs of instructions are the way of life. And who received this great light? Well, let me show you that in the book of Psalms 147. So you can understand who holds the power. These people that call themselves superpowers today, these no superpowers. The superpower is Israel. They are, they was, and they will always be the superpower. This thing that's going on today is temporary. But Israel will be the power forever. Watch this. Psalm 147. Verse 19 and 20. He showeth his word unto Yaakov, statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yah. And when should you praise Yah? Since we're talking about praising Yah, when should this praise take place? Should it take place in the dark where you can't see nothing? Do it take place in darkness where everything is destroyed? Well, let me show you when Yahweh says, the righteous will praise him in the book of Psalms 113. And watch what it says. First verse, Psalms 113. Praise ye Yah. Praise, O ye servants of Yah. Praise the name of Yah. Blessed be the name of Yah from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Yah's name is to be praised. There it is, folks. This one, Yahweh said, his name is to be praised. In the light, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. And who represents this great light? Israel. Israel represents this great light. Why do you think it says this in the book of Isaiah 43? And I may add, since it says you praise Yah from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, Yah's name is to be praised. Well, when was the sun made? Well, it was made on the fourth day. And what are we talking about? The fourth wonder. And who's the power of Yah with? Israel. And what came with the light? Didn't it say the law is light? Didn't it say to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them? And did not it say he gave his word, his statutes unto Yaakov, his judgments unto Israel, and he have not dealt with any nation? And as far as the judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye Yah. Isaiah 43. Watch what it says. First verse. But now thus is Yah that created thee, O Yaakov, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For, and let me tell you, these are not metaphors. What do you think happened to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who was thrown in the fiery furnace? Smoke, fire, nothing touched them. What you think happened with the children of Israel when they walked through the Red Sea? Not a drop or a speck of water or a mist of water touched them. What you think happened with Daniel and the lion's den? The lions closed their mouths. Third verse, for I am Yada Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I've created him for my glory, and I've formed him. Yea, I have made him. Israel is the glory that Yahweh made. Israel is the light of the world. And Israel is the praise. And I'm going to show you that. No wonder Israel is the fourth wonder. All over the scriptures, you will read these great things, these great truths. Watch this in the book of Isaiah 42. Just want you to see this so you can see beyond a shadow of a doubt. What I'm telling you is the truth. First verse. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. And he shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. And this is what we're trying to do. This is what we bring to you every single day. Nothing but the truth. Bringing forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth. And the isles shall wait for his law. And watch what this says. Thus is Elohim Yah, he that created the heavens, stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it. He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, Yah, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. And what would that light do? Well, that light is going to turn on the power. And watch the power is going to turn on. To open the blind eyes. To bring out prisoners from the prison. And them that's in darkness out of the prison house. I am Yahweh. That is my name. My glory, which is Israel, will I not give to another. Neither my praise, which is Israel, to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Now you see how great this fourth wonder is. How can anything happen without this power? Let these lights go off and see then who you will call. Yahweh wants you to respect his power. And some will, and some won't. But look what Yahweh wants you to see. Why do you think the scriptures say, bless those that bless thee, and curse those that curse thee? And if you don't bless this light, this power, then it only will be to your demise. Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Isaiah 9 and 1. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, in Galilee of the nations. And watch what it says. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, and who's dwelling there? Upon them have the light shine. And ask yourself, are you seeing light today? Have you seen light since we've been teaching you and bringing you these truths? Do you see light in these great wondrous things that Yah has given us? Seven great wonders. And here we're talking about the fourth wonder. And this fourth wonder is a prince that has power with Elohim and man and has prevailed. And what is this power that he possesses? It's called light. And what is so special in this light that he has? Well, the statutes, the judgments, the commandments, the laws, the testimonies of the Most High. Watch what this says in the book of Isaiah 60, just so you can see how this great power will affect the whole world. in the book of Isaiah 60, verse 1, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yah is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people, but Yah shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be large, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall come unto thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, and all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense. They shall show forth the praises of Yah. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. Rams and Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly the cloud and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with thee, unto the name of Yahweh Elohim, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore, thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. And watch this 12th verse. For the nation and the kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Now, tell me, who then is the superpower? Not the nations today. Israel is the superpower. And why? Because he is Yahweh's fourth wonder. He is the light of the world. He is the salvation of the world. He is the one that has power, a prince that has power with Elohim and men, and has prevailed. Israel. Watch what Yahweh had to say about this great nation called Israel. And then you're going to really understand who a superpower is. Watch this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. The 7th through the 9th verse. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. when the Most High divided the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For Yahweh's portion is his people, and Yaakov is the lot of his inheritance. Do you understand what this means? That when Yahweh gave all the nations their various inheritance, he did it according to the number of the 12 tribes of Israel. In other words, all the nations put together don't have what Israel have by themselves. That's what that means. Watch what the scriptures say in the book of 1 Kings, the 4th chapter. Because once you understand this, then you can understand why this is such a great wonder and why Yahweh will use Israel as the light of the world. Why you think they are the fourth wonder? Because that's when Yahweh made the lights. And since Yahweh is the one that made the lights, this is what he said as a result of making the lights on the fourth day. 1 Kings, the 4th chapter, the 7th verse. And Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel, which provided victuals for the king and his household, each man his month in a year made provision. In other words, everybody that came to Solomon's table throughout all the months came 12 times, 12 months. Why? Because he only had 12 officers. Why? Because all this was done. The lights were done according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Who you think represents the lights? Watch this in the book of 1 Chronicles 27. See, you need not get mad at the fact that Yahweh made Israel the light of the world. And how can he make Israel the light of the world and then there'll be more lights than Israel? And the nations have more than Israel. And Israel is the light. Watch what it says in 1 Chronicles, the 27th chapter, the very first verse. Now the children of Israel, after their number, to wit, the chief fathers, and captains over thousands and hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses, which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, of every course were 24,000. And why? Because Israel is the light of the world. How are you going to have more lights than Israel? And they the light. Israel is the superpower. Israel is the light. Israel is the fourth wonder. And show you how beautiful Israel is, so you can understand how Yahweh see Israel. Go to the book of Exodus 28. In the book of Exodus 28, watch what this says in the first two verses. And thou shalt, and take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in a priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar, Aaron's sons. and thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and beauty. In other words, the priest had to adorn themselves with beautiful garments. Well, let me show you how these beautiful garments look. Watch this, because I want to get right to it. The eighth verse. It says, and the curious girdle of the ephod, which is upon it, shall be of the same, according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen. And thou shalt take two onyx stones and grave on them the names of the children of Israel. Six of their names on one stone, and the other six names of the rest on the other stone according to their birth, with the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, shall thou engrave the two stones with the names of the children of Israel. Thou shalt make them to be set in ouches of gold. And thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod, for stones unto the children of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before Yahweh upon his two shoulders for a memorial. See, Yahweh always wanted the 12 tribes before him. Why you think there's only 12 months? Because Yahweh always wanted the 12 tribes of Israel before him. And a month is no moon. The month is no sun. The month is no star. The month represents all Yahweh lights. Because all the month is 30 days. And it represents the lights when they were born, when they came forth. Why? Because they represent the 12 tribes of Israel for glory and for beauty. Watch what it says in the 15th verse. And thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work. After the work of the ephod, thou shalt make it of gold, of blue, purple, scarlet, fine twined linen, thou shalt make it. Four square shall it be. It shall be being doubled. A span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth thereof. And thou shalt set in it settings of stones, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardius, a topaz, a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. The second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. A third row, ligure, and a gate, and an amethyst. The fourth row, a beryl, and an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold in their enclosures, and the stone shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Every one with his name shall there be according to the 12 tribes. Don't you see the beauty? Don't you see the glory? Don't you see the praise that Yahweh was set before you and the world? And why? Why would Yahweh do this? Well, let me tell you why. Because Israel is the light of the world. Israel is Yahweh's fourth wonder. Israel is the salvation of the world. Israel is the only people on earth that Yahweh gave his statutes and his judgments to. And now, if you have not seen this great light that we're sharing with you today, and you didn't know, Israel is the only superpower. And why? Because Israel is a prince that has power with Elohim and men and has prevailed. So, to Israel, as Yahweh said, He will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. A hint to the wise is sufficient. And until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yah, do I lift up my soul? And trusting you, He always kept me whole. And left my